put the ace in angel face. This is your lady with Inequality Productions, the podcast that ain't frontin'. So let's get serious.
Yo, what's good, man? How you doing? This is Angel Face. What's your name?
What'd it say? Stereo Hero. The heroes of stereo.
I guess they paired us. We both have halos.
Yes, indeed.
So you a stereo hero. So tell me about this.
Tell you about what, the app? I just found my own lane on it. Everybody come in here, say they piece, find they lane. I make beats. That's what everybody know me for on here.
Okay.
I talk about everything.
I like. Do you go by Hero? As like your beat making name, or?
Yeah, that's okay. My name, Hero.
What you got for links?
What I got for who?
Like links, you have your stuff out there and stuff. I imagine.
No, not yet.
Oh, you don't? Oh, okay.
No, not yet. I'm trying to figure out how this Instagram shit worked. Cause you know how it work for 2020. You know, like the attention thing. You know, with the trolls. You know. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to find my way on it. I don't want to be like everybody.
So yeah,
I don't want to just post beats and beat videos. Because a lot of people don't come to my page. I don't got a lot of followers. So I don't really try to like. I just want a different type of crowd now. Because I don't want the fake shit. A lot of people is being fake to be real. And that shit corny. Because you could support somebody and they won't support you. So I could tell that's fake. That's like you telling me, hey, I do music or I do this. And I got an Instagram. And I'll post you on my page. If I go on your page right now, you got an Instagram, I'll post you. Whatever you got on your page, I'll show love.
Yeah.
And if I go for it, nobody do that for me. So I'd be trying to
find That's fucked up. Well, yeah. I'm glad I met you because I do that shit. I don't always look for people to do it back just because, like, if I think something's hot, I'm going to share it to my story. But I am trying to go forward with my IQ production stuff, which is like artist services, and kind of what we believe, or I believe, is just us working together as independent artists, you know, in the game and supporting each other. And through that network, we can reach more than trying to reach out to some, you know, bitch ass company that just is going to give them to, you know, promote you to their leads and their connections. It's like, let's make our own connections. Let's do this together. You know what I mean?
Facts. This is where the best place at now for me that I feel, because how many people you think I ran past by just playing a beat on here? And I do talk, but if you play your beat and you hashtag, like this joint say some shit about being sexy outfits and shit, it's stupid. I didn't put that. But
yeah, okay, let's change that. Let me change that right now. Tyler's show is gonna be music. We're gonna call that. No, how about hip hop? Is hip hop music you make?
Yeah, you could just put anything. What is it that you do? You an artist or no?
Yes, I'm an artist, producer.
Oh yeah, then put producer, then have producer's conversation or producer's stream, and then put hashtag music, hashtag producers, and freestyle. I guess that's where it goes, and that'll bring people in here.
Let's see, hip hop, or let's put rap. Rap's a good hashtag. I'm gonna put rapping came up.
And don't forget producers, because that's gonna bring the ones in here that you be like, damn, I didn't even know you produce. Watch how many people we have come in here if it go good.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Okay, and I only put three hashtags. I don't know if we can put more. I think you have the opportunity to change it too.
Rap, producer.
If you want, what's good? We got one listener.
Yeah, that's good right there. Hold on, I'm about to share it some more. About to share it to another person.
Okay. We got Philly Mac. What's good, Philly Mac? We just talking. I just met, you know, Hero here. He says that he produces stuff. He's trying to do something different. He wants to do his Instagram page, but he says that he doesn't really know how he wants to come at it because he feels like everybody is just putting their music out, and there's got to be something else we can do with it, right? Is that right?
Yeah, I wish that I had the power to bring MySpace back, because that would be the best fucking media site for music that people sleep on, and this new generation don't know nothing about it. People don't know about LimeWire, you feel me? They don't know about burning them CDs.
That shit was old, but don't you feel like that was bootlegging artists and taking money away from them?
No, think about this right now. When MySpace came out, right, it gave you a platform to put everything that you wanted to do. Remember, we had Photoshop. Remember, people used to be like, oh, people Photoshop shit. That's what people used to remember. That's the first thing people probably really knew how to code, because you needed a code to change the background. Remember, we didn't have art. We didn't have heart emojis. We had to put the backspace and then the three to get the heart. You had to put the arrow down to get a smiley face. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. I'm saying, in the code. If you didn't know the code, then you couldn't be, cool.
Like right now, the coding is like, oh, everything hook up to fucking Facebook. Everything hooks up to Facebook. So Facebook is running everybody. So what I'm saying, if it was MySpace again, just think about it. SoundCloud. Remember, we had MP3 players. Remember that MP3 playlist gave you a playlist to put your album, your instrumentals, whatever you wanted to put. Now, think about it. Instagram. You have pictures. Put that picture shit into MySpace. We had a black... How many boxes did we get for MySpace? I think like 6. You had your profile box. You had your box with your video. You had a box where you could make the whole background, whatever you wanted. Then you had a box where people gift you. Just think of that right now in 2020 and 2021. MySpace would do better than everything right now if somebody put the mindset to put all of those things in one. Like Rap Chat, put that shit to MySpace. You know what I'm saying? Rap SoundCloud, Chat. Put that shit to MySpace. Yeah. All these new apps that you make, I think all that shit will work. Oh, Rap Chat is an app where you can go rap and put instrumentals on there. People get paid, I think, to be on there.
Okay. Wait, so what is it called? I got to get on this then.
It's called Rap Chat.
RAPCHECK?
Yeah. Okay. Rap Chat. You know, you can rap on there.
Oh, Rap Chat. Okay, so R-A-P-C-H-A-T.
Yeah, chat. I'm sorry.
CHAT. All right. I'm going to look that up. I'm going to look that up. That sounds good.
Yeah, the emoji, the app look like it say RC, is black and gray, or silver, whatever color you want to call it. Monty, stop it!
I'm gonna check that. What's that? That's your kids?
Yeah, that's my daughter.
Okay.
Being a bully.
So what do you use to make your beats on and stuff?
I use GarageBand.
Okay. Yeah, I use Logic.
Yeah, I just stick to GarageBand because I work off my iPad. That's all I got.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So you just starting out and all that, and
Shout out to my cousin Sween in here. He a producer. He one of my favorites. Okay.
That's what's up. Well, chime in if you want to. If you end up having anything to say, like, you can send us a message. I seen that happen on here.
He in the stew right now cooking up.
That's what's up. So what's your Instagram name? Because I'm gonna follow you after. Huh?
It's YBG.
YBG.
_ the great, I think.
Like THEGREAT.
Yeah.
All right. That's what's up. So,
no.
Are you using just the sounds that are in GarageBand, or? My God. If anyone else is in the house, thank you so much for showing up. We are chatting about some hip hop music. And it ain't going real well because I don't know what happened to Hero. He all of a sudden, you know, like, ain't talking, done left. Maybe his internet messed up. So anyways, my name Angel Face. I'm a female rapper. And you can find my stuff on angelraps.com. I'm trying to do everything I can to get my name out there. Okay. I be making videos, all types of stuff. And right now I'm working on IQ Productions for my company and trying to do some artist services. I do I basically do, like, I can do some printing and small, like, production stuff. Like, I can put out, like, the whole package of a CD if you don't want to do a lot of shit. Like, obviously, it's better if you want to reach out and get 100 CDs made. But if you only need a couple made, you want to send it to a couple of radio stations, blah, blah, blah. Like, I can help you. I can help you write press releases. I can share you on my Facebook page and shit. And I'm coming up with prices and whatever for that. Hero, you back yet? I think I lost Hero. I'm going to follow him, though, because we made a connection. So I need somebody to talk to. And I don't know how to change and find someone else to talk to if he ain't gonna if he ain't gonna talk. Come on now. Come on now. Hero's supposed to be live with me. I appreciate everybody listening. Please send me a voice message on here. If you hit that little button that has the three. Oh, we have voice messages. Let's listen to one. Thank you.
Yo, what's up, y'all? What's going on? My Instagram is Sweeno, S-W-E-E-N-O-H, S-W-E-E-N-O-H.
Okay, man, I got you, I got you. I will follow you. Let's see what else we got.
Yeah, I just went and checked you out. Just added you right now.
I appreciate you, Sugarcane. I seen you. You came on my first podcast that I did. Whatever you want to call this, Stereo Live. So I do appreciate you. I seen you. Hey, you back in this house yet? I seen your lips moving. This motherfucker really ghosted me. All right, we got one more message on here. We about to play.
Angel, you can hear me?
Yes.
What the hell you think you talking to?
I can hear you. Are you back?
No, I'm back. My fault.
Okay, geez, man. How did you just leave like that?
My bad.
I'm like,
I left her in here by herself. All right, hold on. Let me clean my cut real quick with my hand.
Hey, so I'm a producer out on the West Coast. Go ahead and check me out and then get back at me. We can do something. I've done some things before.
I love that, but you just left Sugarcane. Ain't no one listening no more. I don't know how to check you out because you didn't leave me your Instagram. We had Sweeno come on. He said follow him. He a producer. S-W-E-E-N-O-H, he said. Follow him. So, Sugarcane, if you want to come back and let us know on Instagram or someplace that we can find you, if you tuned back in, please let me know. But either way, I'll probably link up with you again. Hero, what's up? You back? You ready to talk? Come on, man. This ain't good. Okay, we got a voice message. That's good.
Yeah, it's at Sugarcoated. Everybody go check it out. We got a group too, but at Sugarcoated, S-U-G-A-K-O-D-E-D. And I added you, Angel Face.
Nice. Sugarcoated. I'm a link up with you for sure. And then we can do a talk or whatever. Yo, what's good, man? Thank you for joining and leaving real quick. Anyways, I guess I'm just basically doing a fucking podcast by myself because people ain't listening. I mean, this dude ain't talking. So, which isn't good, guys. Yo, Hero. He need to get back here and get off if he ain't got time. We trying to talk. I'm about my business. Feel me? Yo, what's good? This Angel Face. What's your name?
Lamichi, babe.
Huh? How you spell it?
Lamichi, L-U-H, just like on the screen right now.
L-U-H-M-E-C-C-I-B-I-H. Hold on.
Nah, just Lamichi, just Lamichi. Nah, don't put the okay. B on there.
Oh, okay. That's your slang on there, right? Okay.
Yeah, make sure you go to YouTube, Lamichi. Check it out. Make sure you subscribe to my channel. If you like it, make sure you subscribe to my channel.
That's your Instagram too?
Yeah, all that. You can actually click on my avatar and click on the three dots up under my avatar. And it'll take you to my Instagram and my Twitter. Oh,
that's dope. I like how you put a title on here. It says new track. I'm the truth, and you tag that stuff. How do you do that before you actually start a live on here?
Actually, you could just change the topic. You know what I'm saying? So,
I really
went on there, and I just went on there and try to utilize the app for what it is. And, you know.
Right. So, are you from Texas?
No, I'm from Georgia, actually.
Georgia. Okay, I'm picking up an accent, so I was just wondering. All right, that's dope. That's dope. So, obviously, you make rap music, huh?
Yeah, most definitely. A whole lot of mock shit, no op shit, money over poverty, whatever I'm saying. So, yeah, you can check out the logo on my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Mop logo, the money over poverty logo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Check it out.
I will. So, tell me more about, like, how you do what you do. How do you get your beats?
I basically get my beats from BeatStars. You know, it's a cool app to get some, it's a cool app to get beats from and whatnot. And,
Now, on BeatStar, you know how you can download the beats for free. Do you end up paying that $20 to have rights or whatever? Huh?
Yeah.
Well, because I downloaded, I've used them in the past.
Baby game.
I downloaded them. Okay, you muted, but you're still listening, maybe. So what I'm saying is I downloaded the BeatStars beat, and I didn't put the track out for like a few years. Then when I went to actually get the rights for it and make that payment and do what I needed to do so it would be professional, I reached out to BeatStars and I said, hey, here's the track. Here's who it's by. I can't find it on there. Can you help me find it, locate it so that I can give Pete the rights needed to whoever needs it? And they basically said, oh, we don't monitor that, blah, blah, blah. And so I've questioned since then why even put the money on there. They let you download it for free. I mean, I'll put the credit when I go and distribute it, but you feel me?
Right.
So, aside from that, do you do in-studio recordings? If so, where do you go?
Yeah, I record my own boy. He kind of engineers me and, help me out with my music or whatnot. Yeah.
Hello? How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing okay. I'm just trying to find someone who wants to have a damn conversation, because most people I end up hooking up with, they low talkers. It's like, why are you coming on here if you ain't going to have a motherfucking podcast, like having interesting shit to say in X, Y, and Z? Feel me?
Right. X, Y, Z. Yeah, I got you. It's my first time on here, though.
It is? Okay. I did my first time last night.
Okay.
I'm breaking your stereo virginity.
Oh, that's right. Hey, it's kind of interesting here. where are you located?
I'm in Maine. I'm over here in Maine.
Oh my God!
What about you?
You are so. I'm all the way in California.
Cali. Okay. Okay. I like your star earrings. I was gonna say that.
Okay. Thank you. I like your halo. I thought you was from Los Angeles for a minute, but, you know, an angel, just the same.
Yeah. I go by Angel Face. That's why I got my halo, and that's how you say my name on here.
In general.
I'm a female rapper, so I'm out here, you know, just trying to gain exposure, this and that. My first one of these that I did yesterday, I ended up on my second match here, vibing with this chick, and we talked for like an hour. I ended up putting it up as a podcast with an ad on it so I can make some money. So I decided, and I don't care, I put my game out here because, you know, why the fuck else is people gonna listen if you ain't gonna say anything that's worth it? You know what I mean?
Right. And half of the people gonna hear you and don't even remember what the hell you said anyway.
Right. So, yeah, I've been trying to link up with a couple people tonight. And it's really just been like, I don't know, either people who are shy or like I said when I first came on, I was explaining. So tell me about you and like why you kind of came on and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, well, I was just scrolling. My homegirl, I used to work at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles out here.
Okay. And, all right.
And a friend of mine's, that one of my coworkers, whatever, we were friends after, you know, whatever. And she had told me, I mean, we always make jokes and stuff passing each other. She was in the front of the house. I was in the back of the house. And when she passed by, it's just like we had jokes, like not joking on each other, but, you know, we was just finding things in common about other people and start shooting at people or whatever. And so it was just a little vibe that we had, like, okay, you got jokes, I got jokes. And I was scrolling through my timeline on my IG today, and I just seen this little animated little part. And I was like, you know what? Yeah. Like, maybe this could be something, because she want to do a podcast and start bringing her jokes to the table or, you know, to life, yeah. You know? And I was like, I wonder if she saw this. And so I just came on here just tinkering right now and was like, you know, I just almost linked up with this one dude. He said he was doing beats. I added him as a friend, so you can see who's following me. Then. Sheesh, how could I find out? Let me see. Let me push
the
little...
You know what? If you hit this live button on the top, hit the headphone button, and then you're going to see everybody that you've been messing with, I think.
Okay, let me see. It says zero, but I just got off the phone with somebody.
Yeah, right before... well, you know, it means like who's listening right now. That's what the headphones mean. Okay. But usually people they show up right in when you hit it.
Right.
Did you try it?
I tried it, but it didn't pop up right there.
Nothing showed. Oh. Well, I was wondering if it was the guy that I was just talking to, because that's the thing. It's like they said you can't play recorded content on here. So.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I play a little intro when I come on, but after the third person, I got a little bit sick of throwing my intro in and then have nothing happen. You know?
Right. That's so crazy. I'm trying to follow you. What's wrong with my phone? Is it froze? No, the volume is still fluctuating, but all the other buttons that I'm hitting on my phone are like not, they're not doing anything. Wait, did you just follow me?
Yeah.
Okay, I have the light at the bottom. Wait a minute, I need to, you're following me, so if we get plugged for whatever reason, I'm gonna be right back. But
okay,
it's weird that things are not all of a sudden.
Yeah. So what's cool about this is like where it says open talk on the bottom and then there's the button change. You can hit that and then you can write like something that you want to talk about and then throw hashtags on it.
And
the little button, then there's that share button. So you can share that as we're talking and it doesn't interrupt. Like you can share it to your Facebook, you can share it to Instagram, whatever buttons they have.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the other button, people actually chime in. So if we got a listener like, hey, thank you for listening. If you want to chime in, say something, get in the conversation, you throw us a message, which helps keep the conversation going, you know, things like that.
Right.
So that's my little rundown. I just figured out all this, too.
Okay. Well, you following me. I still can't push nothing, and I'm afraid to try to end live. I wouldn't dare push that right now.
Okay, yeah, well, you can figure that out later.
Figure that part out later.
So you came on just because, like, you were intrigued
to see what this app actually did, to see how it maybe would work. And I came to tinker around on it real quick and get my heads up on the app and then send her an invite or something once I kind of got it together a little bit. You know, it's like a low-key way to talk without it being kind of like weird.
Right. And then you get to talk to someone right there and then, and it's like you can vibe with people and you can like be like, yeah, this is chill or this ain't chill.
Right. Yeah. It's cool. I like it.
Yeah.
I had a little time put
someone, like, huh?
Yeah. No, I was just trying to come up with an avatar that kind of, I guess, got close to me as possible without, you know, all the details, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, as soon as I finished my avatar and I pushed, like, to come in and to continue, it was one weirdo dude that was just on the phone, like, just breathing. I'm like, what is this? Like,
that's then, what I mean. I feel like people just like they go on live and then they forget that they're live or some shit, and so and then everybody is just like hanging up on the person or ending their live, and then they just keep going to different live.
Right, in different rooms in different ways.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah. I wanna. Oh my god, I'm trying to. Uh-oh, did I hang up?
No, you didn't hang up.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I went all the way out of the app and I'm back on my phone and my phone
is
scrolling around.
That's the fun thing. Like, on this, you can go out, you could, you know, maybe search something probably on the internet. I haven't tried that yet. But, like, you know, when you share this, you can, it's still talking and everyone's still listening. That's the fun thing. And that's what allows you to actually have these long conversations, I feel, because you can do other things, you know?
Yeah, you can multitask on this app.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to see something. Is it going? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm loading up a whole block puzzle game while I'm talking to you.
Damn.
Right. This actually went to the game. Like,
that is hilarious. Wow.
It's actually let me start playing the game. Okay, I'm gonna get out of this because I didn't want to do it. I was just seeing if it was possible.
You're just testing it, doing tests. I feel you.
Yeah, okay. Let's just run. Just a little quick run through real quick.
Yeah.
One, so, two. What kind of that, I know it's kind of like a stupid question, but I don't know. So what type of music are you into right now?
Well, I do hip hop music. I typically just rap.
Me too.
I can sing. But
me. You say you
can't
or you can?
I can. I just, you know, I'm not one of those, I don't call myself a singer because I know what a singer is to me. A singer is like Mariah Carey. A singer is somebody who can hit, like, just beautiful, like, you know, like, and they can do the vibrato with their voice. I don't typically do that.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, you know, okay. I can hit notes and I don't suck. People like my singing, but.
Right.
I'm more of like putting words together, being poetic, things like that, you know?
Yeah. But well, yeah, you know, it's about the words, right?
Huh?
Angelraps.com.
Angelraps.com. That's me. That's my setup right now. I'm trying to do something for my label, IQ Productions, and get that website going.
What? Wait, let me go back to the screen and see. Can you type that in on your page so I can see if I could screenshot it or something?
Yeah, it's my bio on this page. It's so when you go to my page, you will see it. But how I spell, huh?
No, I'm just still trying to push buttons. I done left the app. I done loaded up a game. I done came back to the app, and I still can't accept your follow. It's there, but I can't. That's weird. I don't know why is my phone. My phone never acts like this.
So what's
maybe it's, yeah.
What's your Instagram or things like that?
I have two on one page, but it's one. My main one is Dion AKA Smoke. I mean Dion.aka.smoke.
So
that's my main page. D-E-O-N.
Okay, D-E-O-N.
Dot, then, A-K-A.
A-K-A.
A-K-A dot smoke.
Smoke, okay.
Yes.
I'll find you. That's what's up. You said, where did you say you were from again?
Huh?
Did you tell me where you were from, or? Reconnecting.
Uh-oh. I wonder what's going on.
I don't know. I'm still here.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm still here.
Where did you say you were from?
I'm from California. I'm from Los Angeles.
That's what you said.
Okay. Oh, and it's Dion, a.k.a. underscore smoke. My bad.
Okay, but is it Dion dot a.k.a. or there's no dot?
Yes, Dion dot a.k.a. underscore smoke.
Underscore smoke, got it. Mm-hmm. All right, so how long you been doing music for?
I'm really not, like, out in the industry. I'm still, you know, in my books with it, you know what I'm saying? But I've been writing for a while, though. Like, I have some stuff, but I have material. I have to get past me not trusting people in the industry because so many people are getting ran over. It's like, this music, I love music. Whatever my words that I put together, my rhymes, my verses, whatever, the whole concept, I don't want somebody to just railroad me for my work, you know?
Right.
And my trust issues are like at an all-time high, so I don't know when I would ever... I don't know. I mean, I just have to meet somebody and be like, fuck it, I'm gonna go for it, you know?
Right.
This is an opportunity, and it looks promising. It doesn't look like I'm about to get worked in the game or, you know, left for dead out here and be under somebody's contract and be slaving for another album or two or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm just taking my time. I'd rather perfect my craft and just be ready, you know, when the time presents itself, then search and keep running into these wrong connects or whatever, being thirsty because I really want to get signed. You know,
it's
so
true, I've been trying to do my thing for, honestly, it sounds crazy, but like 20 years. I've been making music since 9 years old.
Okay.
So, I mean, I never wanted to get into the industry. I always wanted it to do everything by myself, and I'm still doing everything by myself. And even to the point where you want to give up, you want to say, fine, just I'll sign a deal. Fuck it. Right. You know, right. But they ain't even out there anymore. That's the thing. Everything, it is independent. The whole everything has changed with it.
Right.
You know, and I used to be like that way too. Everyone's going to steal my stuff. In fact, I did the poor man's copyright all the time. I would send my CDs to myself, write down my lyrics, send that to me to try to prove the date stamp, you know, on the envelope. But it all boils down to the fact that you have your own distributors these days, you know. It's they're all online. You get to choose them. Right. Some are free. Some cost money. It's plenty to choose from. They all basically do the same thing. Just depends on how many services you want your stuff to go to. And that's your basic copyright. I mean, there's other institutions, pro people that have your back, this and that. But some of those aren't really necessary until you really make money. And since everything is so crowded with, like, just oversaturated, I feel it's really hard to get noticed, even if you do have a hit song, you know, if you don't have a network, because that's what it's about, the network,
right?
So,
and right, me too. I mean, as far as music goes, like, as far as my own personal playlist, like, when you go on YouTube, you know, I got playlists, you know, I got my hip hop and I got my slow jams. You know, I got some OBs and stuff like that. And, you know, I mean, I kind of lost track of what I was going to say. Like, I listen to music from, like, different states. When I go surfing, I might go search hottest Chicago rappers, and I'm from California. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then I might jump over from Chicago. I might go to Florida. I might come back to Houston. Then, you know, I just jump around.
you know, and I catch hint of somebody that's trendy. I listen to it, and if it got that little vibe or whatever, shit, now I have a new artist on my playlist, and I play music. Like, I take a little speaker box with me, a little Bluetooth, you know,
okay,
when I'm on my way to work or at work or, you know, just in between, wherever, you know, and I'm liable to play some new tracks from a whole nother state and have somebody vibing, and they don't even know what they jamming to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like, hey, who is that? And I'm like, oh man, that's somebody in Chicago, or that's somebody I found on the gram that's in like somewhere like Nashville, and you didn't even know it was too many rappers in Nashville other than Young Buck, of course, but you know.
Yeah.
You know, but like, and I just found some new rappers recently. I forgot where they were from, but it was four female rappers. I think they were from Houston, different areas in the South, but it was four of them. And it was a freestyle, really. Like, you know, It was just these four girls, and they was from random areas in the South. I forgot what I was searching when I found it. All four of the females, let me see, I could find it for you so you could listen to it on YouTube and just, you know, get a little snippet of their little four little bars, they, you know, they little ciphers that they had.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't even about like, oh, like bars really. It's more so like, what's your game, you know, what are you bringing to the table, how are you doing stuff, can I learn something from you, can I grow from you, you know. I look at my competitors, and basically every female rapper to me is in some form of a competitor, you know, as a business, right. So
right okay, well, if you get a chance to look me up, I think I only have one little snippet on my page that you can go to. It's kind of a little ways down, but you'll see on like a laptop
on Instagram.
And I'm finna go to YouTube real quick and find out that song that I was just telling you about.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, if you have a chance, I'm starting to come out with singles every other Friday. So this past Friday was a video release. I'm doing videos for all my songs too, and lyric videos. I'm really putting in work here. So I'd love you to follow me or check it out. Maybe you like it.
Oh, I'm with all the music stuff. I'm glad I ran into you, because like, if it wouldn't have been on the topic of music, I don't know how long this conversation probably would have lasted.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. And I like when we can talk about music, because we're both passionate about it, and usually can keep it going.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure other subjects may come up along the way, but that's what I had typed on my little podcast right now, like as far as a subject, because it was saying spiritual and religion and stuff like that. And I was like, well, I'm not trying to talk about that right now. I'm trying to talk about the music and hip hop, and I'll put that in and start searching for people. You know what I'm saying? And then boom, a couple of people popped up before you, and then you popped up, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. We got Queen Stereo listening. If you want to drop us a line, girl, let us know what you know, your Instagram is or something, so we can link up with you as well.
That's what's up, yeah.
But did you?
Found that song. Yeah, it's in. You know the who is that? The female artist singer, the one called She, with the letters the. S dot H dot E dot.
Oh, okay. S dot H dot E dot. I didn't know.
Okay.
I'll have to
After She, type in Cypher Volume 2. And the four females, well, it'll pop up, but the four females that are on it, I'm loading it up real quick. Oh, that's crazy. The whole song is playing while I'm on the phone.
The whole song is playing? Oh, that the thing is, I don't hear it, so it's good.
Right.
It ain't interrupting.
Okay, the four female names, the first girl, her name is Troublesome.
Like, and that's, Troublesome.
Right. And that's the word trouble. And that's just how you spell troublesome. Trouble and some. S-U-M. All one word.
Oh, S-U-M. Okay.
S-U-M. Right. Troublesome. All and right. The next girl is C.Red.
Stee, S-T-E-E.
No. C, as in the letter C.
Oh, C.
Yep. C.Red. C.Red. And yep. You got K Kilo, and you spell K-K-A-Y-Y.
Okay.
Space.
Yep.
Cat, after you do the space, K-I-L-O. K Kilo.
Okay.
And the last girl is Martina, and that's M-A-R-T-I-N-A.
Yep.
Space Marie.
Marie. Okay.
M-A-R-I-E.
I love finding new female rappers. I follow all of them I can. So speaking of, so like I said, one of the people listening or was listening, oh, she stopped listening. We got some other people on here now. But Queen Estéreo, I wonder what she's about. She said, even though she ain't on here anymore, her profile says, I'm just chill, married to King of Stereo. Join my chats. Don't get disrespectful because I'm toxic. So I don't know if she's a rapper or not. We'll see. Okay. She's got a little mole on her like Little Kim.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I want to go out of my live and come back in. I'm trying to move around in the app and it's not letting me move around.
What do you mean? What are you trying to do?
Nothing. Any buttons I push on the app, like I can't follow you, I can't push the change button and type something in, can't share, can't accept your follow.
Yeah, that's weird.
I can't do anything on the app to talk to you right now. The only two things that I probably can do on here is talk to you right now or probably in live.
Yeah. Yeah, you can check it out in a minute.
Yeah,
so where do you get your beats and stuff or whatever?
I'm practicing off of some YouTube beats. I go up under certain genres of beats, like some 808 beats. And I mean, I'm from the West Coast, so of course I listen to some West Coast beats. I just steal off the instrumental page when you type in instrumentals on the YouTube search, you know.
That's how a lot of people do.
And I just put my instrumentals on a YouTube playlist also. You know, and when I had that little vibe, I'll just click on that playlist and run through some beats and just practice some of the stuff, you know, some of my verses, some of my songs.
So you ever have people hit you up like, hey, I do beats, check my shit out?
A lot of times, but that go back to my little high wall of, you know,
not trusting.
You know, everybody trying to get somewhere. I understand that. It's just when it comes to your masters and like, cause I've been in an apartment complex where, you know, you meet people, you know, people in and out of these apartments, they don't stay too long, or some of them do, some of them don't. And one of my neighbors, I knew the girl. But then I met her boyfriend after he started coming over after she moved in, and he said that he was in the entertainment field or whatever, and he had these cameras, tripods, or whatever, and he filmed a little short little video, and I bust like a 16 on it, you know, still one of mine, and I felt like it was, you know, something decent, you know, that I would want to publish one day, you know. And he did a little short little video, you know. I think the verse had something to do with like I'm hot, like, you know, had something to do with being hot, the color red. I think I said something like about something like smoke in a fire truck, a fire, and you're going to need the Amalams in a fire truck or something and whatever. And lo and behold, while we was talking, something happened across the street where a ambulance and a fire truck pulled up. So we went outside, you know, and we got the fire truck and the ambulance posted on the block, you know, and I'm walking all in the middle of the streets and he on his bike with his camera and he just getting little footage riding around me in circles and doing his little thing. Okay. And he took some pictures and we had in the house and in my room, whatever, had the little table set up, like with some cards and dominoes, weed, drank, whatever, you know. And he took photos and it felt like, hey, shit, I'm about to do something.
You about to blow up now.
and then it was like once the girlfriend found out that he had did all that and put a little snippet video together and it was looking nice, you know. It was like he slid it to me, but it didn't go no further. Then me and old girl got into it, and then I got into it with him. So now I had a friend that got my stuff, which now I got an enemy that got my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like you hook up sometime and it be cool, but when it go bad, it's like, damn, what do you got this mind?
I know it. You know, I got collabs and stuff that I've done with people, and it's like, really, I put in time to have this track come out. Number one, I did it with you for free, and like, come on, bro. Like, I went over there and recorded my shit, and you telling me come over and record it again? I'm like, I already re-recorded it at my house. I sent you the waves. I'm not doing it again. It's good. What's wrong? You know, if you were like, hey, you said this shit wrong, let me hear you, you know, do it better, that's one thing, but that's not what he's saying, you know. Like, if I'm trying to waste my time, I put the time in. Let's done. Like, let's do a new track. I'll come over and vibe with you again. You know.
Right.
We got a message. You want to play it? We got a message from our listener. You ready?
You play it, cause I can't push on it. I see it, sure. But I can't.
Okay. Here we go.
Don't you wait too long to get your music out. Don't you wait too long to let them hear you.
Oh, man, we gotta listen to the whole
thing. To let them hear you.
I don't even want
to
hear you.
I had to mute it. I had to mute that, man.
Oh, my God.
I had to.
He got his straw in his cup. He thirsty.
And I'm not saying that he sucked, but number one, he breaking the rule on here. That's not what you do.
Man, you know what stop. That was funny.
I that see was this, the little, worst
this little app right here going to have me going for real.
What was he saying again? Because
oh my
you
god, don't wait too long to get your music out.
Oh my god. I'm still
dying. Oh my god, what is this app about?
That was the funniest thing. Man.
Oh my god.
I mean, if what? One thing, you might want to play a good track. Like, I get you trying to get a message out, but
right. Give us something good. I'm not finna forward none of that.
I mean, and even if it's that bad, don't have it be that long.
That part, and then on top of that, if you're trying to slide us sideways and you just do some little BS out there, but you're really hard.
You want to interact with people. You want to make, you know, people who actually like who you are. That ain't going to do that, bro.
That's what that's not going to do. You muted right now, buddy. Like, oh my goodness. Like,
I'm still wiping my tears from that one. Jeez.
That's crazy. I'm about ready to cry over it. Oh wow. That's really
my God. I mean, at least for me, like I got little funny things that I do like that you can laugh at, but it's more like entertaining. I ain't singing like that. Basically I got this little thing that I do. I actually ran it as an ad, like a fucking idiot. I spent $600 with iHeartRadio to run my ad on the radio stations here in Maine on iHeartRadio. And it's like, I don't know when it played. I didn't get any fucking new followers or nothing. I just lost $600. But you do dumb shit like that as an artist sometimes when you really, you know, want to do it. And
right. Yeah, you gotta
my
learn.
Ad, huh?
You gotta learn.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
It's not like we got nobody holding hands and just telling us exactly what to do and what not to do. Shit, we fishing around trying to figure this out for ourselves.
Yeah, I even went old school and put up posters around the city.
Look like, at you. Look at you.
Yeah, so, but I ran this ad once on Facebook and I got a lot of hate messages on it. People telling me I need to find a new dream, this and that. And it's like, you know, but they don't, haters don't know you. Like, they don't know how much time you put in and everything else. And yeah, like, I am being serious, but I am being funny too. So the thing is, like, I'm saying, I've been making music since banging pots and pans, living life like a movie, so I teach experience. If you got a free second, don't need to use your hands. Take a listen to my rhythm, then spread it to your friends. If you do appreciate, you might give you in advance. Sign up for my new shit, be my number one fan. That's
okay,
my ad.
Okay.
You know? But... Because it's a little jingle, you know?
Right.
I thought it might get stuck in people's head. But.
What is your IG?
Huh?
What is your IG?
My IG is the same as my name on this. It's Angel Face. But see, I made it up when I was like 14. So it's spelled different. And in a way, I feel like the difference is good because when you type it in, you're not going to get a bunch of fucking Jack Johns and everybody else. You're going to get me, period. But right. It's bad because you don't know how to spell it. So,
that part.
Yeah. But that's why I have my angelraps.com, which is spelled exactly how it sounds, angelraps.com, to bring people in. And then from there, they can get acquainted with the spelling and get familiar. So...
Okay.
But yeah. What are you getting into tonight? What are your plans and whatnot?
Well, not too much going on as far as between tonight and tomorrow. You know, being Sunday, you know, ain't too much happening tomorrow. But I'm waiting on a call maybe Sunday night to see if they want us to come back to work in between the holidays or if we're going to have to wait until after the first.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm just chilling tomorrow, pretty much resting up. You know, I don't really do too much on my Sundays, you know. Just getting ready right. for work for the next week, you know.
Yep. I feel you. Yep. Me too.
Making sure I got everything for the week ready, you know. Clothes, food, transportation, everything.
Well, let's end this live. Let's have you, you know, check out whatever it's not letting you press and whatnot. And you know, I appreciate the connection. I appreciate you chatting with me.
Likewise.
All right, so we'll be linking up in the future or something. All right.
Yes, we will. Don't lose contact.
Okay. Have a good one. Have a good night.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Peace.
Peace.